This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Continue here. You can bring up whatever you want as we kick off the second hour of the program. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. The number for you is 603-283-6160, especially if you are one of these people that wants to crack down on the pornography industry. And we just read a story out of Louisiana that there's now a law that says that every website, purportedly, I guess, in the U.S., because it'd probably be hard for them to enforce outside of the U.S., which is a whole other thing. Like, how are they going to enforce this on, you know, European websites or African websites or whatever? But every porn site, basically, or any site with over 33.3% of its content that is lewd and lascivious, etc., has to have an age verification system put into place. And there's now a proposal that something like that will be done on the national level as well. Whether that passes or not, I don't know. But in Louisiana, at least, which is, of course, a prison colony, basically. I mean, it's one of the most restricted places in the United States. They arrest more people there for, you know, victimless crimes, marijuana possession, things like that. It is not a place to live if you care about personal freedoms. But it was a bill signed by the Democratic governor there. So clearly it's a bipartisan issue. And again, whether this becomes a national level restriction still remains to be seen. But if you're somebody who supports that, I definitely would like to hear from you. The number, if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. It just seems like, you know, no matter what you do, that cat is out of the bag as far as pornography is concerned. I mean, you couldn't restrict it in the 1980s or in the 1970s or whatever, when it was just in magazine and VHS form. And now it is even less controllable than it's ever been. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
Joa.
And Reed Coverdale.
Indeed. So do you guys have any more comments on that, or should we move on?
We can move on.
I'm good with moving on.
I'll branch it over.
Yeah, what do you got, Joa?
Well, maybe in the future, you could broadcast your porn through the energy of your body. And so I'm going to read this article from studyfinds.org. So it says, 6G wireless technology could use humans as a power source, the study explains.
Is this something straight out of the Matrix?
I was going to say, using humans as a power source. I've heard that one before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can already do this and practice it. Some people say that your cell phone has a better signal when you hold it. Versus, like, putting it down. Your key fob for your car, if you were to just use your hand, it's not going to be as powerful. Say you're at a distance from your car and you really want to lock it and you want to walk back, you can put it up to your belly, you can put it up to your cheek, and the water in your body is going to amplify it. It
helps irradiate the
signal.
That's
right. Yeah, so you're using your body as an antenna. Or, like, if you have a radio, you ever touch the antenna on your radio and
yeah,
it helps.
Yeah,
that's exactly what's going on. And so this is really odd and strange. Reads the article here. Amherst, Mass. 5G wireless technology is just starting to take off worldwide, but a new study is already speculating on the future of 6G. Now, this doesn't mean like it's going to be. I'm just speculating here. It's not likely it's going to be more powerful. It's just that they're using a new method. So 6G is just sixth generation.
Correct.
Right. And then researchers from the University of Massachusetts Amherst say, unlike older technology, 6G could end up using people as antennas. And this is not unheard of, because your watches already do this. So
you mean like the smartwatch?
Yeah, smartwatches. They're using it to amplify a signal to your phone.
Oh, see, I've never had the smartwatch, so I don't know a lot about it.
Yep, there's connectors on it that, you know, read biometrics and that, all these other sort of things. But specifically, 6G telecommunications could possibly take advantage of visible light communication, or VLC, not the player, the video player, which is like a wireless version of fiber optics. Right now, fiber optics are incredibly thin glass or plastic strands to transmit information on flashes of light. These wires are extremely small, but also extremely fragile. And I know because there was an internet outage yesterday in Manchester because some truck hit a pole, severing the pole like completely in half, and the fiber optics were destroyed, and they had to replace it. It took them all day.
Thank goodness we have the government out there forcing us to have poles instead of doing underground wire burial.
Right.
I guess it's keeping you employed to some extent, right, Reed?
Well, not the fiber optic side, but the pole side.
The poles,
sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, because if they just buried these cables and they got rid of the, you know, the pole situation, it would solve so many issues.
It's not like we have earthquakes here that could disrupt the
lines. Well, I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into burying everything. I mean, What?
I said, no doubt there's a lot of work.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, I mean, as far as, like, branches taking down lines or cars running into poles and that sort of thing, you wouldn't have that problem anymore. Although, you know, when you got to go run new wires.
Fix stuff.
Yes.
Hey, government, think about the danger of poles.
What's that?
Hey, government, there's a danger out there. It's telephone poles. We need to get rid of them.
There
I'm just trying to just, like...
Just do, get a hashtag a little going, ban telephone poles, you know?
Too many people have died.
think of the children, ban telephone poles.
The UMass Amherst team say they have created a low-cost and innovative way of harvesting waste energy from VLC using the human body as an antenna. Their invention can recycle waste energy to power wearable devices and possibly larger electronics as well. And then they quote, VLC is quite simply interesting, says Jia Zhang, professor of information and computer sciences of UMass Amherst and University Release. Instead of using radio signals to send information wirelessly, it uses the light from LEDs that can turn on and off up to 1 million times per second.
I'm curious to know how this is going to work. I mean, because if it's light, wouldn't you have to have a direct line of sight in order for it to actually work? Like a radio signal can penetrate through a wall, but light,
I don't know.
Do that.
They know something we don't, I guess.
Yeah, there's obviously something here I'm not getting, but we'll continue here in just a moment. Let's go to this caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Nate,
you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm from Louisiana. I wouldn't call it the most unfree state in the union.
It's up there though. It's bad,
well,
man.
Nah, I mean, if you look at it through a gun rights point of view or a pro-life point of view or something of that nature, we're one of the best states in the union, in my opinion. As far as like the age verification thing, I'm not for it or against it. So here's my thing. I'm thinking like, why would I mean, if somebody is concerned about their privacy, why would they even have, I don't have a smartphone. I don't have internet on my phone. I don't have internet. If I'm concerned about my privacy, why would I get hung up on possibly saving a few teenagers from stumbling upon some images that could actually harm them? Let me pose the question this way. How is making a website verify someone's age? How is that taking away someone else's life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness? If you could explain how it is, I would think about it, you know, but
sure.
I don't see how.
First of all, I'd like to answer that question, but I will tell you, you're absolutely wrong. Louisiana is the state with the highest incarceration rate in the United States, according to USNews.com, at least from 2017, and I'm pretty sure that it's been that way for a long time. It is referred to as the world's prison capital, incarcerating 816 per every 100,000 people as of 2014. So you guys are definitely...
Well, could that be because we also have the highest crime rate in New Orleans? And so maybe it's not that...
No, it's because Louisiana, and a lot of cities have high crime rates. It's because Louisiana has a lot of stupid prohibitions that are being, you know, absolutely cracked down upon. Things like, you know, marijuana possession will get you a prison sentence there.
No, sir. That law was passed one or two years ago where now it's a ticketable offense. That is no longer a crime.
Okay.
To possess marijuana.
I'm glad to hear that. So you guys finally changed that one law. Huh? Okay. You guys
called me wrong. Well,
he called you out,
too,
Ian.
Right?
Okay, so you guys finally changed that one law. Well, now if you run a website that doesn't do an age verification, they're going to put you in prison probably for that, too. I mean, you asked why that's infringing upon someone's liberty. It's infringing upon the website operator's liberty, because if you want to have a free website that anyone can access without having to pay money to some service to verify the ages of the people that come to your website, and you're being threatened by this Louisiana crime syndicate. Now,
that's a fair point. I didn't think about it from a private business standpoint.
Okay.
As far as like, you know, okay, now they have to pay to make this happen.
Yeah, it just doesn't come for free. There's no free solution to doing age verification. You got to hire a company for that.
Yeah, that's thought provoking. I'll think on that.
Okay.
But I will echo this. Anybody who's out there, if you really care about your privacy, you would get rid of your smartphone. Number one. Don't even have a television. Really. I mean, it's getting so intrusive that really technology at this point is not your friend. It's not something. It's kind of like one of the founders said about government. It's really becoming a force, a dangerous fire that you really got to be careful with, and it's best to keep it at a distance.
Essentially, what they would have to do, I'm not trying to give them an idea, but this is probably what they're contriving, right, is that they are going to have to monitor everyone's computer, right? Because how could you censor it? Like, people just, for instance, go on the dark web to find these things that don't require age verifications. Or I guarantee you that there's going to be sites that are not, you know, listed by the government that is requiring this sort of new law. It would be impossible for this to happen. There'd be some forum out there, some obscure website that doesn't require age verification. And I don't know, it just seems so absurd. And the only way they could do that is like have it like the net nanny type thing. And the kid is going to have to sign in. And now the net nanny, which maybe has actual eyes on it, it's just going to be so weird, so intrusive. Kids are going to lose complete privacy because of this. Not because they're going on porn sites, but because they are a kid. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, everything's going to be tracked by them.
Nate, anything else you want to share?
I could tell you this, that New Orleans, if you're walking around in New Orleans, you have a higher chance of getting carjacked or shot than in any other city in the United States. So that tells me that more people will be incarcerated if you live in that area. It's just a fact. Now that probably means that there's more fatherless homes. There's more home. You know, he said, I've given you a republic if you can keep it. And he said, we're to be self-governed. What does that mean? That you have a relationship with God, the Father, Jesus Christ, and that keeps you from taking away the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness of your neighbor. And as a society drifts away from God and morality and values, then the government by nature will come in with laws to restrain the people that are now treating their neighbor ill will. So,
well, I
mean, I
think that the problem with, you know, people falling away from God is that, you know, the government is the antithesis. The government is the antithesis of goodness. The government is the antithesis of love for your neighbor and for forgiveness and treating people right.
And so is social media. And so is the internet. And so
no. Those are just tools. The internet's just a tool, man. You can use it for good.
When you go to sleep tonight, ask yourself if the devil would rather you have internet in your life or have you lived your life with...
Wait a second. The difference between the two is that one forces you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, you have the choice.
So I got an honest question for you, man.
Tell me that you can look yourself in the mirror and say that the internet is a good thing for you to have. It's to teach your grandchildren how to use. Well, you know what? At least I would challenge everybody out there.
Yeah, really, I can do that easily. It's because I'm not an evil person. But, Reed, you had a question? Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm not. This isn't a gotcha. It's just a serious question. So I do think you need a virtuous society to have no government. I don't think just getting rid of the government gets rid of all your problems. I do think you need people who respect property rights and respect each other's space and everything. But New Hampshire, Ian, I don't know if you know the stat off the top of your head, but it is at times the most atheist state in the country. It depends on the year. I don't know if it was last year.
I believe the term is unchurched. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if there are a lot of atheists here as well, but there's a large number of people who are quote-unquote unchurched, meaning that they may actually have a religion, they just don't go to a church. So there's that, too.
And there's also a lot of them don't identify with a religion, too. Isn't that pretty high in New Hampshire as well?
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. I mean, like, the unchurched people may have their own personal beliefs, but they're not per se a part of something.
And then, ironically, we have the lowest homicide rates.
Yeah. So, I mean, I do think we need a virtuous society, but I think that a lot of religious people tend to conflate virtue with religion because you can have very religious, like, I mean, Louisiana is very religious, but New Hampshire isn't, and the amount of violence and crime that you're about in Louisiana is way higher. So it's just an interesting thing to think about.
What do you think about that, Nate?
I think that if New Hampshire got a big city like New Orleans, you guys would know better than me, but the founding fathers had, there was at least two quotes that I know of that they basically were saying in the city, nothing good is going to come out of people living on top of each other. And if New Hampshire had a major city, over time, fatherlessness would prevail and crime would, and if you brought the average temperature down. I mean, I'm not going to go burglarize somebody's car when it's 0 degrees with a north wind at 30 miles an hour. That, you know, I'm not going to go make a baby with the neighbor's daughter, you know, when it's 30 degrees that's below.
Like the argument you're making, because a lot of we got to use this in the future, Ian, because a lot of libertarians complain about the cold and they don't want to move to New Hampshire. But you've just made an excellent point that cold makes you a more peaceful person because it's uncomfortable to go commit crime out in the cold. Nate, I like that. I'm going to remember that.
Thanks for the call, Nate. I do appreciate hearing from you.
You don't want to be robbed? Come here in the wintertime.
Dude, that's such a great argument. I've never thought of that before, but definitely going
to
use it.
Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah, that's why the Scandinavians and Norwegians moved up to Montana and Michigan and whatnot. They'd always marry their cousin because that was the closest girl around.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're ruining our argument for us.
You don't want to travel more than 15 miles in the cold to go a courting, boy, I'll tell you what.
By the way, before you go on, Major, I did pull up NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, and they have a real handy state-by-state rundown. They keep it up to date, right? Because the last guy that was on the phone, he said, oh, well, they decriminalized marijuana in Louisiana. You can't get arrested for possession, he said. And apparently that's somewhat true in that now if you have less than 14 grams of marijuana on your person and you get caught in Louisiana, they will obviously take it and they will issue you a fine, but there is no possibility of jail time. However, it has only been decriminalized in that you can't go to jail. It's still a misdemeanor on your record, whereas here in New Hampshire, there's the $100 fine, and it's only a violation. So it's still worse down there, and it's 14 grams there. I think it's like 21 or something like that here. I think it's 3/4 of an ounce.
Yeah, 3/4 of an ounce, I believe.
And then further, if you have more than 14 grams and upwards of 2.5 pounds, that is still going to put you in jail for 6 months. So, I mean, it's better in Louisiana. I will give him that, but still a misdemeanor, even if you get caught with a gram. Anyway, Major, go ahead with your thoughts.
If I remember right, Ann Arbor was the first place to have the $100 ticket.
Mm. Yeah, that was a long time ago, too, right? Like decades.
Yeah, we had the hash bash there in Ann Arbor, and it used to be cool until the cops started cracking down, you know. They wouldn't bother you if you were just smoking reefer, but if you had a beer or even threw a French fry wrapper on the ground, they was on you like ducks on a June bug.
Wow. I've never heard that one. All right, what else, man?
Well, couple things. I mean, you guys are talking about the telephone poles and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, the tree huggers that jump right, oh, think all the pine trees we could save, man. But are they going to think about all the trees that are going to have their root base ripped up, putting all that that infrastructure underground, I bet you we'd lose more trees than we'd save.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it would be a huge undertaking. I mean, it makes sense in some areas, but we definitely are. I mean,
I'm particularly talking about the city.
No, I hear you, but even in the city, like, then you got to get under the sidewalks, and you got to tear up all the roads, and you got all the underground utilities you already have under there, like sewer and gas, and I mean, it's where it works, it's great, because, yeah, then you don't have it blocking your view, you don't have it getting damaged in the storm, but it is, like, it's very expensive.
Wait a second here. Wait a second.
Ground pouring, you know. They've come a long way with going underneath the roads and whatnot, but still, I think it would raise more
help. Well, I agree with Reed. I mean, it would be a huge undertaking and a huge expense to try to do it to every existing line. However, if you were building, like, a new neighborhood and you're putting in new, you know, you got to have a cost involved in putting something new in anyway at that point. You might as well go underground and make it, you know, somehow easily able to access for, there's probably solutions that the market has come up with to where, you know, you could, if you need to run new cables through there, you can set it up.
Really, one of you guys brought up why the Indians lost the war, and it was because they couldn't fight as a cohesive unit.
Mm.
It was all about the glorification of the individual warrior. They got more street cred, so to speak, for counting coups than they did for killing you.
I mean, don't you think the fact that the Europeans had guns was a factor as well?
Well, it most certainly helped, but the Indians couldn't unite.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't recognize that they were against an enemy. I mean, the French hired
them. Well, yeah, a lot of them did.
Hell, the English were responsible for scalping. It's like, bring me...
No, that was the French. French was scalpers.
Okay, well, my bad. But still, it was the French and Indian Wars there, you know?
Yep.
And England was definitely up on that one.
Yep.
I was going to say, back to the poll thing, is that I know, Reed, you're like a professional in this sense. But, you know, I think that ultimately, they're already cutting down a lot of trees to put in poles. Probably more so. Because you've got to think that, you know, you have to have a certain sort of space requirement to put that pole up, and you don't want trees nearby because it could fall on the poles. And how we all see it, these, you know, the tree crews going around and trimming the trees and tearing down and cutting down trees every year just to avoid them falling on poles.
That's true.
On the lines. Yeah. So I think it would probably be better in one sense in the cities, because if you live in the city, you're already in a concrete jungle. Don't expect... Anyways,
yeah, so when you run underground wire, it's not the same wire as what's hanging on the poles. So on the poles, you can have something that's like half an inch in diameter, and that can channel a lot of electricity. When it's underground, they're like 2 inches thick. They've got all this rubber coating. They've got like tons of copper in them and stuff. So
I just look at it as anywhere there's a sidewalk is where the cable should be.
So the cost is, you're saying the cost of the wire itself is even higher.
Way higher, yeah.
That's interesting. Sure. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283. Thank you, Major, for the call. 603-283-6160. We got more Free Talk Live on the way.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. There's still no Speaker of the House following a 10th round of voting. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has failed to garner enough votes to secure the top spot. Joe Neguse, Democrat of Colorado, delivers a strong condemnation of the GOP.
This Republican Party within the House is disinterested and incapable of governing, and that is unfortunate.
DeMar Hamlin's jersey is a top seller. Online retailer Fanatics says Hamlin's Buffalo Bills number 3 jersey is the best seller among all sports on its site. Hamlin was injured when he collapsed on the field during Monday Night Football. The son of notorious drug lord El Chapo is in custody in Mexico. The Mexican army captured prominent cartel leader Avedido Guzman Lopez during a raid in the northern state of Sinaloa. Dave Collins, USA News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Is Free Talk Live? You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. Phones are open. You can bring up anything you want, your comments on whatever happens to be on your mind. We'd love to hear them. Also want to say thank you to Joseph Storm. He is a supporter of our AMPS program. That means that Joseph is contributing, and in his case, quite a bit. He's doing a platinum level, which is 5 times what we ask. We ask $5 a month. He's doing $25 per month to the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. Amps.freetalklive.com is where you can go to contribute there. We certainly appreciate it. And, it, you know, with the new way that we're doing the show here, you're going to hear fewer advertisers. And you are hearing fewer advertisers on Free Talk Live. We've cut out 2 entire commercial breaks per hour from the show, and I think it's been a major positive change for the show so far. I think the show's been more interesting. We've had a chance to get deeper into conversations. We're not constantly being interrupted, and we'd prefer to not interrupt for advertising either. So if you guys want to support the show directly, that'd be the best way to ensure that we can continue. Go to amps.freetalklive.com and do as Joseph Storm has done. You don't have to go to his level, but, you know, $5 a month, that's all we ask for. And you get some perks like access to the AMP only podcast where you get the full radio show without any recorded commercials in archive form through our Patreon. So once again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. Joe, you're telling us about some technology.
Yes.
It's Ian, Joe, and Reed here, by the way, tonight. But you're telling us about this, and I'd never heard of this before, VLC. So kind of like
fiber optic cable that's a thin piece of glass down which light is transmitted, and that's how, if you've got fiber, quote-unquote, internet connection, and we do here at the studio, by the way, that's how you can get incredible bandwidth, which is what we have here. We got a gigabit connection at this studio, and it's relatively affordable to compare to what you would have had to pay for a gigabit just, you know, 20 years ago or 10 years ago. So this is a similar kind of technology in that it is using light to transmit and receive, but it cuts out the wire. And so now they're talking about using this technology with the new 6G cell phone system.
I think it's better, instead of reading it, because I read it, it's better to kind of try to explain it in my own words.
All right.
And imagine this is like, there's all different devices in your home, and they all have different light sources, like say your microwave and the digital screen on that is putting a flicker because it's LED. Now, that's very unique to your microwave. So if you wanted to say, oh, I put something in the microwave and you walk away from it and you just wanted to turn it on, well, that your device would match the frequency of that, and as long as it has a receiver to the light that you're sending out. And it could communicate back at you with the flicker of the light on the microwave, right? So it doesn't even require the light anymore. It could just be, well, it does require the light, but to receive, you need a light source from somewhere else. You have to send something out, you need a light source from yourself. So it's hard to imagine, but it's a communication between these devices, right, that is just very, very small, minute sort of admission coming off of it.
Yeah, according to ScienceDirect.com, it says that the features of VLC include high bandwidth, no health hazard, right, because there's long been a lot
You're already getting hit with the LEDs coming off of your microwave.
Well, right, and there's long been a fear, whether it's justified or not, I don't know. There's been different studies about this, but there's long been the fear that having a cell phone, which is essentially a radio transmitter,
right?
Like even when you're not using your cell phone, it's still transmitting and receiving constantly.
Well, I'd be more afraid of the radiation off the battery versus like it actually transmitting. That'd be more concerning to me.
Well, the batteries ain't going away, but there's been a long concern about the radio transmission possibly, you know, causing cancer, quote unquote. I don't think there's much evidence for it, but there's always been that fear. That certainly was one of the fears of 5G for a long time.
In the health version of this topic, it wouldn't be any different. It'd probably be better in certain ways, but in the security or the privacy sense of this technology, it could be extremely concerning.
This isn't a radio transmitter. This is just light flashing.
Right. Well, yes, but you're putting off a frequency and it could read that. They're saying that
the privacy. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like you're putting a frequency off. So imagine.
Well, you would encrypt it. It'd be encrypted.
Well, you can't encrypt your brain, Ian. Like what I'm saying is that your brain is throwing out frequencies, and if it could, like some device is reading the frequency off your brain, they're going to know what you're thinking.
Well, I mean, now you're talking about a completely different technology.
Yeah, no, that's how obscure this is talking about here. And so you would basically wear just a simple copper wire, a ring or a copper bracelet, and you're putting off a frequency, and you're creating that one little extra antenna of that, and it's like kind of broadcasting that out.
Wait. You're talking about the thing you would wear would be a VLC, a light transmitter, right?
No.
That's something else.
Yes, they're saying light is sort of how they were discovering this and how they are, you know, it's a better method because it's a direct line. Let me explain. Let me read this part here. The team explains that the VLC systems experience significant leakage of energy. So it's not even LEDs, right? But because of LEDs.
They have LEDs.
Right. But because of LEDs emit side channel RF signals, radio frequency signals, or radio waves. If scientists are able to harvest this RF energy, they can put it to use. So it's not even about light anymore. To turn this into reality, they design an antenna out of coil copper wire to collect leaked RF, radio frequency. From there, the biggest question is, what kind of object maximizes the collection of this energy? You. Your body full of water, right? Researchers experimented with all sorts of surfaces and thicknesses of wire. After resting the coil against plastic, cardboard, wood, and steel, as well as phones and other digital devices turned on and off. First author, Minho who tried wrapping the coil around a human body. The results show people are actually the best medium for amplifying the coil's ability to collect leaked RF energy. Attaching the coil to a person collected up to 10 times more energy than just using a bare coil. That's basically what they're saying there.
Yeah, I kind of am seeing what you're saying about the technology. Obviously, I am not aware enough of exactly how all this stuff works. I suspect you aren't either on what the proposal is or how this is going to interface with your cell phone or whatever into the future. But it sounds like they've got some sort of idea.
This tech is not old, but they're trying to like minimize the tech into a smaller and smaller device. Now, it's been said that when your hard drive runs, the spinning disk one, not the solid
sure, those are going out of style, though.
Right. The spinning ones, they put off a frequency which can be read mm-hmm. from a distance, and someone can read what you're doing on your computer without actually having to plug in anything to your computer.
Another reason not to have one of those hard
drives.
It's
wild.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I mean, how are you feeling about the 6G thing? You think you're going to get the bracelet?
I don't think we're going to have a choice. Like, that's not even going to... No, you only need a bracelet. They'll advance that technology mm-hmm. where you have enough, you know...
I think plenty of people would wear it. If cellular companies, you know, Verizon or whoever said, hey, all you got to do is wear this bracelet and it'll increase your signal on your cell phone by 10% or, you know, 100% or something like that.
What if your wedding ring is already doing it?
Who knows? But I think that I think you'd get a lot of people signing on for that. Just because people are addicted to their cell phones and they absolutely...
They can make it easier, they would.
If you could guarantee a signal in low signal areas by simply wearing some jewelry or something like that, I think most people would be for it.
It seems like even way more advanced technology than what we're even talking about right here.
It probably is. Yeah. We probably barely, you know, are scratching the surface on
this article
the potential here. If you want to comment, though, and you know, we can't get too far into the weeds on how exactly the tech works, but for those of you out there that, you know, like I said, this is new to me. I mean, obviously, you mentioned during the break, I think, Joe, the idea of the old remote control for the television. That's infrared light,
right?
You can't see it, but
right.
There's a little light bulb in there, and it's flashing at infrared light, and so that's how that system works. And that, you know, it's very directional, right? Like, you can't point that.
Line of sight.
Although you can point it at walls. I don't know if you've ever done that with like one of your remote controls. You can bounce the signal off a wall.
If it has a little bit of sheen.
Yeah, and it will come back. So I've done that before. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
That won't be required in the future. Just the frequency, the radio frequency that's coming off of that little bit of a signal when you press that button will be enough.
The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I got some numbers here from Gallup. This is a big polling organization. They talk to Americans about what they're expecting for 2023. And, yeah, it's not looking so good. People are not optimistic about the future, at least the immediate future. According to the story here, coming off of several challenging years, Americans are entering 2023 with a mostly gloomy outlook for the United States, as majorities predict negative conditions in 12 out of 13 economic, political, societal, and international arenas. When offered opposing outcomes on each issue, about 8 out of 10 U.S. adults think 2023 will be a year of economic difficulty, with higher rather than lower taxes, and a growing rather than shrinking budget deficit. More than 6 in 10, and I think they're realistic here, right? Like, they know. People know how difficult things are with inflation out there, and they know that even though the government's claiming it's quote-unquote slowing down, it's like 7-something% now instead of 8%, according to the official government numbers. That's not like going to make people feel better. Yeah. It's not going to bring prices down at the grocery store. 7% just means the prices are still going up.
That's right.
They're just not going up at 8%. You know? And that's just the government number. We know they're just... Good.
I was just going to say, to fix this all, we just need to get a Republican House Majority Leader elected and let the Republicans do their thing, and everything will be fine.
Yeah, that's what they want you to
solutions.
Believe. That's how they got people to vote for him, was by talking about inflation and, oh, well, we care. we're the ones with the solution, even though they help. Remember, Republicans, what happened in 2020 when Trump was still in office during COVID?
Well, oh, yeah. To be fair, he was really busy draining the swamp and locking up the pedophiles, so he didn't have time, you know.
Yeah, he didn't time to read that bill. What was it, $6
billion?
No, $2.4 trillion.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he, right before he signed the bill, he was like, well, $6 billion, right? And they're like, no, it's trillion with a T. He's like, oh, I've never signed anything with a T before.
And so he signed
it. And he just signs it. Yeah. Like, come on, guys.
He signed two.
He signed one for $2.7 trillion in March.
That's right.
And then he signed another one for $2.4 trillion in December. Well, he threatened to veto it first and then...
And then eventually capitulated and signed it.
So.
Yeah. And don't forget also, it was Republicans and Democrats who voted for those bills. I believe it was, if not unanimous, darn close to unanimous.
The first one, there were only like three dissenters.
Yeah.
And then the second one, there were like 40 out of, 538. So, yeah, not very good numbers.
Well, yes. The whole
Trump supporters are not doing that great either because they obviously didn't do the insurrection right.
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about the insurrection at some point? We're not there right now.
Sure. It's the anniversary. I mean, I'm just got the polling numbers here. So, yeah, what do you got to say about it? I mean, it's almost the anniversary.
Well, yeah, I make a huge deal out of January 6th, and a lot of people, wonder why, because they don't really get the joke or whatever. But this is – a lot of people forget what was going on. So I actually wrote on Twitter on December 23rd of 2020, I said, let's go set up some guillotines outside the Capitol. And the reason I said that was because that was right when they had passed that $2.4 trillion bill and they were just waiting for Trump to sign it. Or sorry, $2.4 trillion bill.
Wait, when was this happened that you made that post?
Right before Christmas Eve on December 2020.
Oh, okay, 2020. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I was furious because this was a 5,500-page bill, $2.4 trillion. Most of it was going to the military and foreign countries and special interest groups, and nobody was raising hell about it. I was just like, come on, guys. Like, what the heck? You know, this should be starting a revolution. Mm. And so I was trying to hype stuff up about it. And then 2 weeks later, all these guys do, rush into the Capitol, and they literally set up a guillotine
outside the Capitol. Yeah, it was non-functioning.
I know, but still, my thing with it is, yes, this was, this was a bit of a, it was kind of funny. And
it's street theater.
It was ridiculous.
Street theater.
But the representatives in Congress were terrified for, a solid 20 minutes that, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And I loved that. I absolutely loved that they were just terrified and they didn't know if they were going to make it out alive or whatever. And then...
Oh, the photos of them cowering and, putting on those crazy masks.
I love it. It's so good. And then, on January 7th or 8th or something, Congress condemned the violence on January 6th. It's like, you guys are going to condemn... the violence,
condemning the cops that shot that woman to death?
No, of course not. Oh, and then, a week after they condemned the violence, the U.S. government bombed Syria. Mm.
Yeah, hypocrites, right?
Of course.
Yeah, my whole thing has been, overblowing January 6th. I make all these jokes, January 6th was worse than World War II. It was worse than, Hiroshima, whatever, just because... the media does that in a non-ironic way.
Yeah, I was going to say, they literally are saying things like, yeah, they're the people that believe January 6th was some sort of significant event. I mean, it had some significance, but obviously it wasn't an insurrection. That whole claim is ridiculous.
No.
But the ones that want you to believe that it was, they actually will make comparisons. I don't think I've heard World War II, but, that just takes it to the next level. But
I say, January 6th was worse than an Amy Schumer joke. I take it to ridiculous extremes,
You know what was worse than the insurrection? The raid on Ian's house.
Yeah, it was pretty violent. Pretty ridiculous.
More guns. More guns were involved, probably.
That's a fact. More Bearcats, for sure. Let's go to Sydney on the line in Pennsylvania. Sydney, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I didn't want to derail that conversation. That was really good, actually. But I wanted to talk about something I think a lot of your audience will have heard about, those murders in Idaho.
Yeah, by the quote-unquote libertarian, the supposed libertarian mass murderer.
Yeah, I didn't hear about the libertarian thing, but I saw in the headlines that You know, he had this cross country. A lot of people know about this case, so I hope I don't have to review it too much. But he had like a cross country trip with his father, and then along the way, he got stopped twice by the police in, I believe it's Indiana, 10 minutes apart from each other. So he got pulled over by a county officer, and then he got pulled over by a state officer. And Fox News was reporting from a law enforcement source that's anonymous that the FBI had requested the local police department in the state and the county to pull him over so that they could, who knows what they were trying to do, but the source said to try to get a look at the guy's pants. So I just want to ask the question, if you're traveling down an interstate highway, can the police pull you over for any reason that whatsoever?
Yeah, of course.
And then just lie to you about what that reason is?
Absolutely. Absolutely they can.
Not morally. No.
Legally, it gets into
sort of... The article is claiming that the FBI denies that they made that request.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I feel like that sort of tip came out, because obviously parallel construction is the thing, but now that we have this one case that's going to go to trial, you know, if the FBI, there should be evidence somewhere of this connection between, you know, these law enforcement sources and their request.
Well, yeah, the FBI is going to deny it because they're liars. I mean, I'll give you an example from our friend. His name is nobody these days, but he used to be Rich Paul a decade or so ago. And the FBI absolutely targeted Rich Paul through the local police department and the state police. They had the local cops do an investigation on Rich, and they set him up for selling weed. They actually let he sold weed. There's no doubt about that. But they captured a heroin dealer locally, and they flipped the heroin dealer. They told the heroin dealer, "Look, we'll drop all your charges for selling heroin if you help us bust this weed dealer," which is crazy, right?
That sounds crazy.
It doesn't make any sense, but it will make sense, because what they wanted to accomplish was they wanted to get into the liberty movement. They wanted to have an agent. They wanted to have an informant.
So politically motivated.
Yeah, so they arrested Rich after he sold some weed to this other informant, the heroin dealer. And as soon as they brought Rich into the police station, FBI agent, special agent Phil Christiana was sitting there waiting for him. And Phil Christiana offered to Rich, said, "Look, we'll drop your charges. You're facing 80 to 100 years in prison here. How about we just drop your charges if you just agree to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center?" And this would have been the equivalent of what goes on out in Manchester and the Seacoast, where there's some of these activist centers that that we have. Keene had one for a time, and they really, really wanted to get an agent in there, and Rich told him no way. And so, you know, then he went to trial and got found guilty and went to jail for a year because he refused to wear a wire. But in Rich's trial, because remember, Rich did not take a plea deal, so he had to go to trial. And this slime bag agent, Phil Christiana, was called in as a witness. And you had to read between the lines because he didn't actually admit to this. Like, the wrong questions were asked or whatever. Like, there wasn't a clear, crystal clear ask of this question. But it seemed clear to me that the FBI put the local cops up to this. I mean, why else would he have been sitting in the police station waiting for this arrest to be made? So, yeah, they can lie to you. It's completely legal for them to lie to you, but if you lie to the FBI or any other federal agency, then they will charge you with a crime for that. So in the case that you're talking about where these people allegedly were pulled over at the behest of the FBI has no obligation to verify that story. It's an anonymous source, right, first of all, so they're not going to confirm or deny it. But secondly, the police can easily pull you over. All they have to do is just make something up. And
right. Well, I hope that the lawyer in this case is actually going to bring that up and maybe even bring those people into the trial, because it seems like I'm not trying to defend this person at all. I don't really even know that much about the case,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like the surveillance that across the lines in a couple of instances, that's one of them. Another one was going to his family's house and going through the family's garbage. So this is before there's an indictment, before there's a warrant search,
mm-hmm.
and going through people's garbage to get their DNA.
You don't need that.
That's legal.
I want everybody to be aware of what these people do. And if they pull you over and they say, "I pulled you over for tailgating," that could be a total lie.
Yeah, one of the common ones is they'll pull you over and they'll claim that your light's out on your license plate holder, right? Like that's an easy one for them to claim, and it's a hard one for the individual to check. And I forget if it was one of your friends online, Joe, one of the channels that's out there, the First Amendment auditors. I don't know if it was the guy in Florida who he's got like the name of the channel is like what the cops always say. Here's the deal.
Oh, here's the deal.
I think it might have been him. But anyway, one of these online channels, they had a video of a dude that actually went. He was pulled over, and the cop claimed that he pulled him over I think it was a female cop. The cop claimed that she pulled him over because his plate light was out, and he was almost certain that his plate light was not out, and he was able to, during the stop, exit his car, verify the fact that his plate light was not out, and call that cop on it. Now, that's a hard thing to do because the cops usually get really antsy if you want to exit your vehicle without them ordering you
to. The most dangerous thing, having a license plate laid out. That's like death penalty.
Well, the point was he called this cop's lie right there in the middle on video of the traffic stop, yep. And all she could do was just bumble around, and she could not, like, make... She got caught lying, you know? Like, that was the end of that. Yeah. But most of the time, most people aren't going to be able to get out of the car to verify it. They have no idea whether it's true or not. And then what do you do about it later on? Are you going to sue them?
In a supervisor's eye, too, it's like they might get, like, a very, very light slap on the wrist.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to be a big deal. I mean, they know they do this all the time. This is like, part of how they do things.
Right.
If they think you're suspicious for whatever reason and they want to pull you over, but you haven't actually broken any traffic laws, then they'll just make it up. Sydney, anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. I just wanted to bring that up. Thank you so much.
Thanks, dude.
I had that same experience in Goffstown.
With the traffic stop?
Well, here's the thing, is that we were listening to the radio, and we responded to a call that there was some guy going to assault or murder someone over drugs, blah, 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 in Goffstown. And this was literally, I got pulled over right in front of St. Anselm College.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came up to the window, I was like, what are you pulling me over for? He's like, well, we have some suspicious activity in the area, and we saw you drive by a couple times. I'm like... And what's your probable cause?
Yeah.
And they knew that they were in the wrong, and they had to let us go. And I filed a complaint right away.
And what did it do?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we got more coming up here. Maybe more commentary on January 6th or whatever you want to share. You're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Hour number 3 is on the way. We got time for you at 603-283-6160. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.